Next patient is Irene Muddyman. Irene, I-R-E-N-E. Muddyman is M-U, M as in Mary, M-U-D-D-I-M-A-N, Muddyman. Date of birth, 8-15-63. Date of visit, 6-1-26. Please make a copy for Humberto in Calada. Humberto, H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O, Humberto. Encalada is E-N-C-A-L-A-D-A. Encalada, P-A, P-A. Next paragraph, dear Humberto, H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O. Thank you for sending Irene Muddyman for evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 62-year-old obese female who was recently admitted to the hospital for shortness of breath and was treated for pneumonia. Period. The patient had a CT angio of the chest on 4/14/26. Which showed no pulmonary embolus and there were mild to moderate bilateral pleural effusions with atelectasis in both lower lobes and a 6 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right mid lobe. Period. The mediastinum was unremarkable. And no lymph nodes were enlarged. There was mild cardiomegaly. The patient was treated with antibiotics for pneumonia and apparently was on oxygen briefly. And presently she is off the oxygen. She denies chest pains. She has no cough. But has some wheezing and has had some leg swelling. Denies calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of knee surgery in 1990, a DNC in 1980 and 85. Several automobile accidents with some contusions. And she has a history of hypertension as well as mild diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next, habits, patient smoked 2 packs per day for 40 years. And no significant alcohol use. Next, family history, father died of heart disease, and mother died of suicide. Next, paragraph, med list, Coreg 3.25 milligrams BID. And Atron inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Also on Fugsiga, 5 milligrams daily, simvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. HCT, 12.5 milligrams BID, and lisinopril, 10 milligrams a day. Next, allergies, none. Next, system review. The patient has some fatigue and had weight loss, and she has mild cataracts. She denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. jazz unit frequency, no flank pain, and she has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, and occasional hemoptysis. Also has some rectal bleeding, and no diarrhea or abdominal pains. She has chest pains, arm pain, and palpitations, and leg swelling. And she has depression with anxiety. She has easy bruising and joint pains, muscle stiffness. And she has numbness of the extremities and memory loss and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese middle-aged white female with no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125/70. Pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 172, saturation 90. HEND and non-sphalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears non-formation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional basal crackles. Heart sounds regular, sonorous 2, no murmurs 3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The extremities, minimal edema. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus, with no gross murmurs. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions, nerves. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Bilateral pleural effusions, and number 2 is bibasilar atelectasis. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is underlying COPD. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis. Number 6, atelectasis. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Get an ultrasound of the chest to check for pleural effusions. If there is significant pleural effusion, a thoracentesis will be planned. So go on an Atrovent HFA inhaler. 2 puffs QIDPR on. And a CBC complete metabolic profile will be done. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Humberto and Calada. ENCALADA. PA.